This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia killed a journalist from U.S.-backed broadcaster Radio Liberty in a missile attack on Kiev during a visit to the Ukrainian capital by the Secretary General of the United Nations, the broadcaster said on Friday. Prague-based Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty said the body of a producer had been found Friday morning in rubble after Thursday's attack destroyed the bottom two floors of a residential building. It said she had worked for Radio Liberty since 2018. In Kiev, workers are cleaning up rubble in the residential area hit by the missiles. They hit the capital during a visit on Thursday by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. President Zelensky slammed Russia for attacking Kiev during the UN visit, AP correspondent Naomi Shane reports.
In a recorded statement, President Vladimir Zelensky slams Russia for its missile attack on the capital during UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' visit. He says this move requires corresponding powerful reaction. This came as the focus of the war moved to the east, where Ukrainian forces continue to effort secure and safe passages for residents to evacuate Mariupol. Donetsk region in eastern Ukraine has also seen heavy fighting. In Lyman, 57-year-old Tatiana Matsigora's house was attacked by Russian forces as they advanced to Donbass. Her 14-year-old grandson was killed. Please don't close your eyes. I beg you, don't close your eyes, she said as her grandson was taken to hospital. The UN leader has strongly condemned the attacks. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 3,000 people died or went missing in the Mediterranean and Atlantic while trying to reach Europe last year, double the toll from 2020, the United Nations said Friday. A fresh report from the UN Refugee Agency demanded urgent action to combat surging deaths among refugees, asylum seekers, and other migrants trying to reach Europe. Last year, a total of 3,077 people were lost while trying to cross the Mediterranean and Atlantic routes to the continent, the report showed, up from 1,544 in 2020. A new poll finds Black and Hispanic Americans remain more cautious in their approach to COVID-19. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
An April poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found diverging preferences amid the rollback of virus restrictions. 63% of Black Americans and 68% of Hispanic Americans say they are at least somewhat worried about themselves or a family member being infected with the virus. That's compared with 45% for white respondents. The poll was conducted before a federal judge scuttled the mask mandate for travelers, but it found 71% of Black Americans and 59% of Hispanic Americans favor requiring face masks for people traveling on airplanes, trains, and other forms of public transportation. Only 52% of white Americans support mask mandates for travelers, and 29% were opposed. Previous polls have found Black and Hispanic Americans were much more likely to prefer that people regularly wear face masks around others or in public indoor places. Experts say the division reflects apathy among some white Americans and the unequal impact of the pandemic on people of color. I'm Jennifer King.
China's capital, Beijing, closed more businesses and residential compounds on Friday, with authorities ramping up contact tracing to contain a COVID-19 outbreak, while resentment at the month-long lockdown in Shanghai is growing. In the finance hub, fenced-in people have been protesting against the lockdown and difficulties in obtaining provisions by banging on pots and pans in the evenings, according to witnesses and residents. A video shared on social media showed a woman warning people not to do so, saying such gestures were being encouraged by so-called outsiders. Recapping our top story, Russia killed a journalist from U.S.-backed broadcaster Radio Liberty in a missile attack on Kiev during a visit to the Ukrainian capital by the Secretary General of the United Nations, the broadcaster said on Friday. Prague-based Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, said the body of a producer had been found Friday morning in rubble after Thursday's attack. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.